Holy shit.
It's well, hello.
Tuesday, and it's been a week. It's with a little trepidation that I even do this one.
Whatever do you mean?
There's a lot of emotions going on in our little communita right now. First and foremost, how bummer of a day is it that Norm MacDonald died?
What?
He passed away today, just earlier this afternoon.
From what?
He had some sort of cancer.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. I was, towards the end of the day, I just saw some things, and I'm like...
Norm MacDonald, young...
Yep, he was like 51, 2, somewhere in that zone.
Okay, well...
Had some sort of liver cancer... Or
no shit.
Some sort of cancer, of some sort. I was like, bummer.
I had no idea. I didn't hear that anywhere.
Well?
But I've also been off media.
How come?
Because my husband's caught up.
But anyways, rest in peace, Norm MacDonald. But... my day was full of nonstop people messaging me about this little video that went, I don't know if it went more than regional viral.
I'm sure not, but.
But give it time.
You're going to be on Fox News, CNN.
I was probably in the video more or as much.
Yes, as the chick that got arrested.
Yes. I'm just oh no, when I saw
see what
one,
I have to deal with, you people.
When I saw it this morning, I'm just like, oh no. So last night, I went to a school board special meeting, and
I did not.
Good for you.
Chose to actually stay home with child, with said child of school board.
Yes.
School, whatever.
And things got
because I knew things were going to get nutty.
Well, it wasn't too bad overall, except for this first part. And what's crazy is you see all the videos online where you see, you know, especially in, you know, this sort of instance, a cop that looks like he's just completely out of line, you know, provoked without any reason and just acting completely out of control.
Because that's what the clip of the video portrays.
But for one time, I was actually literally standing right there. And
for the whole thing?
I would say
most of
80% of it. So I'll try and post a link in the show description if you'd like to watch this video. And if you do watch the video, it's absolutely undefendable. It seems...
on which side?
Way over the top. On the police side, to be honest with you.
Oh.
It just seems like what...
he went off the rails.
This guy just went off
the rail. He went from 0 to 100 in a heartbeat.
It was like this random lady standing off to the side, and he just loses his shit on her and cuffs her.
But in reality...
so that's what was... that's why I wanted to say what actually happened. So there was so a lot of the confusion came from there was supposed to be, well, last Monday there was a school board meeting, and of course everybody's riled up about the mask mandate. And just for the record, I'm 100% against it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Seems absolutely ridiculous that our kids have to be masked at school but could leave and go to a pizza party. Shit, is there even a Pizza Hut anymore? But they could go to a pizza place with 10 buddies and they all could go into the restaurant and eat without masks. And I'm not saying there should be masks everywhere, but let's have a little consistency from our, you know, higher up government and not just hand us down nonsense that our local authorities have to actually try and make sense of. So rightfully so, and justifiably, parents and local people are upset about this. So last Monday, they went to the school board meeting and basically overwhelmed the school board with people. And really, I don't think they were probably prepared for everybody that showed up. And I don't think there was enough time for everybody that showed up. And they decided they're going to set a special meeting this Monday night to let anybody that wanted to come in and speak about this and share their thoughts to do so. And they were going to have it, because one of the big problems last week was everybody showed up, and in order to enter the school by mandate, which I know, mandate's not a law. Yes, yes, we all know. But until a judge says it's illegal or null, the school board's kind of stuck. And we can talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But for the time being, if you want to go into school, you have to wear a mask. Again, don't agree with it, but it's just what it is. So last week, there was a big hubbub because people wanted to come into the meeting, and they absolutely weren't allowed. The same lady...
Because they refused to wear a mask.
Absolutely refused to wear a mask. Some people were like, this sucks, but okay, I want to go in and say my piece. I'll put on the mask, and I'll go in and, you know, be allowed to speak. But this same lady caused a pretty good scene. Maybe
last week.
Yeah, I have that video too, I think. So maybe I'll just throw that up as some context. So I feel like, you know, whether it's right or wrong, they were already like, oh, this lady again, after, you know, she caused a scene last week. So here's what happened. There's a couple other people that were there before I got there, and they kind of filled me in on what happened. But here's what I saw from when I got there. So I pulled into the parking lot. And furthermore, they were going to have the meeting this week in the football stadium so that everybody was outside. Nobody would have to wear a mask. And that way there's enough room. Everybody that wants to come can come. It was supposed to be nice out. And don't you know, at like 3 o'clock, we get a freak thunderstorm that pops up. So then they were going to move the meeting back to 6:30. And it was still pouring, so they decided to move it to the auditorium of the high school.
Indoors.
Which is indoors, and then you have to wear a mask if you want to enter the school. So, I pull into the parking lot, and as I got out of my vehicle, I was kind of waiting for it to rain. It was, you know, I got there a little bit early, so I was waiting till like 6:25 to walk up, because I didn't figure there's any sense in standing outside in the rain, because I wasn't sure if they'd let you in until 6:30 or what the deal was. So I get out of my vehicle. I start to go up the stairs from the lower parking lot, and I can hear somebody screaming. I mean, like screaming. And they're saying...
Male or female?
Female. And she's saying something like, this isn't China. This isn't China. How dare you? This isn't China. And I'm like, oh no. So we get up there, and it's the lady in this video flipping shit on the cop. And the, you know, and he was
the same lady that got in trouble last
yes,
week.
Yes. And the long and the short of it is he's kind of, so how this started was, I guess everybody that was waiting up there was waiting to go in, and they had the doors locked, and they weren't going to open the doors until 6:30, which I don't know what to even think about that. Like, I don't think it's the biggest deal that you could have opened.
Seems weird.
You could have opened the doors and let people in before.
Yeah.
But also, I'm worried or suspecting that they were worried that there was going to be some chaos, and they probably didn't want to let anybody in until exactly when the meeting started. Which, you know, how this all started was the same lady, you know, from what I heard, she very nicely knocked on the window and was like, hey, can we come in? And then as soon as you hear the next part, you're like, how nice was she being? Because nobody ever says these things nicely. This is public property. We pay for it. We should be allowed to go wherever we want, sort of. I'm paraphrasing because I don't know the exact words. So at that point, the cop comes out and he's like, look, we're starting off the meeting like this. Absolutely not. It's not going like this. To which point it escalates. Like, he comes out at like 8 and I'm sure he was trying to be
you mean at a level 8?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Like he's already up there, which caused her to go the next level. And then they start going back and forth.
But that's I'm sure based on the history of last week.
But basically he's like, we're not opening the doors till 6:30, and you have to wear a mask to go in there. And she launches into, it's a mandate, it's not a law, you should blah, 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 and you should be protecting us and not them. And, you know, it's it's without actual recording of everything. It's just a lot of screaming. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I don't make the laws. I'm not here to debate you. Mm-hmm. You just simply can't go into the school without a mask, mm-hmm. period. That's why I'm here. The school says, unless you have a mask, you're trespassing and you have to leave. And then she launches into all the China stuff. And that's when I was coming walking up. And then he's like, look, you can't come in here unless you have a mask. If you don't have a mask and are not going to put one on, please leave. Just walk away. Please leave. And she's like, I'm not putting a mask on. You took a oath to the Constitution and you should be upholding it. And the mask mandate isn't constitutional, and on and on and on. And this goes on for several minutes. And now, mind you, they're standing in front of the door and nobody else can go in because she's like in this cop's face. And then she kind of stepped back and then she'd go back in his face for several minutes. And then finally somebody had come up, and I don't know exactly who it is, because I was almost to the point where I really don't, I know most of the people there to know him, to say like, hi, if you saw him somewhere. There's very few people there that I'm like, I would say I was tight with. I know the police officer. I grew up with him. We went to school together. I think he's a good guy. But I was to the point where I wanted to walk over to the lady and be like, hey, just come over here. Like,
bring it down a couple notches. Come on,
this isn't going anywhere good. Like, you're just not going to, if you want to go and speak your piece to the school board, this isn't how you do it. Like, it's just, you're up here.
You have to actually be heard inside.
Yeah, you're way up here. You need to be like a little bit more reasonable, I guess. And I get that everybody's upset, and I get that she's standing up for what she believes in, but at some point, we kind of have rules, and we have to treat each other like reasonable human beings. So somebody that was in front of me, it was a younger guy, I'm not sure who it was, goes up and kind of like takes her by the arm and is like, hey, come on, come on, don't get yourself in trouble sort of deal, and pulls her back. Now, that's right before the video kicks on, because she was like kind of leaving, because the cop was saying over and over again, like, if you're not gonna put on a mask.
Yeah, because in the video I didn't see anybody pull her back.
No, it was right before that. So she was kind of like me standing there, I'm like, oh good, like this is over
hopefully. Yeah, because everybody's like, John, why are you just fucking standing there?
Well, so I'm just watching, like, okay, it happen. Good. This is over. This lady is there. She's not backing down. And she's not going in there. Mm-hmm. There's no answer to this that's going to end good.
Right.
So whoever it was kind of pulls her back. And there's other people that were trying to ask, like, can we go in there? Mm-hmm. We didn't bring masks because we thought we were going to be outside. Can we go in there? Is there masks in there for us? And every time he tries to answer, this lady just lights him up again. So that's where that video sort of started. She was back off to the thing. He started to answer the question of the other people. And he's like, look, all they're asking, and clearly, I'm sure his adrenaline's going. Here's mm-hmm. one cop standing in front of 30 people or whatever mm-hmm. it was. And all of a sudden, she lays in, like, I don't remember what she said. It was something silly. Like, it was stupid. And it instantly, he's off. Like, he's mm-hmm. instantly back right at her.
You're not going to tell me.
Yeah. No. And to be honest, if you were standing there and saw the escalation of it, I'm not saying he picked good words there to use.
No.
But you sort of, like, the reason why nobody was like, oh my God, this is horrific, is you just been watching this go yes. on forever.
That's why, like, everyone just stood there.
Because you're like, oh my God, this lady, there's no reasoning with her.
Right.
She's actually holding all of us from going into the meeting yes. ourselves. And did she need to be handcuffed?
No.
I don't think so. I feel like they, and I don't know.
Just escort her.
You know, this is all
off
Monday morning quarterback bullshit. You know, they could have, but she wasn't going peacefully.
No, because she would have come right back. And right. But at least you would have been able to get some people inside and shut the doors before she got back. Right. Like, so, I don't know, something.
But the whole thing was just, what the fuck?
You're just like, that's why I didn't go, bro.
What the fuck? And then, to be honest, standing there watching it all go down didn't seem nearly as bad as when I watched the video this morning.
I know. And I'm like, isn't that weird?
What the fuck?
Whoa, isn't that weird?
Because, like I said,
something posted on social media can be taken so many different ways if you weren't there.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, when he was saying stuff that I don't think was like the most appropriate things in the world to say. But also, after you confront a cop for several minutes and they've asked you to leave.
Yeah.
And they're
over
like,
and over.
And they're like, I'm going to arrest you. If you say, I'm okay with getting arrested publicly, I'm not leaving. I got some bad news for you. The odds of the cuffs going on you is pretty high. So, but it's a tough situation.
So then also, from what I understand the backstory is, she was stuffed in the car and then immediately let go.
From what I understand.
Yes.
I don't believe she was, quote-unquote,
no charges,
arrested
no
or anything, as far as I know.
Anything. He just put her in there to contain her, to let everyone into the meeting.
Get her to calm down.
And, yes.
And then they're like, look. Right. And then I don't know.
From what I understand, I'm just saying.
Right. And that's kind of the way I understood it as well. That
yes.
As soon as they put her in the car, she
so
calmed down.
So that everybody could go into the meeting, have their situation heard and whatever, and get her blockade out mm-hmm. of the way of the front doors.
Right. And, you know, like I said, could it have been handled differently? Yes. Should this cop lose his job? I don't think so. I don't think it was like a crazy...
Should she be arrested? No.
No. But at the end of the day, like... So here's what's frustrating to me.
Excuse the burp.
Yeah. I got a lot of burger burps coming
okay.
up. If you go to a protest and you're asked on... See, where it gets tricky is you're on state property. And they can ask you to leave state property. Just because you pay taxes doesn't mean that you have... It's not like it's your property. They can still be like, hey, we want you to leave. And if you don't leave, then they can detain you. They can arrest you for trespassing. They just can't. So, was she protesting?
Yes, clearly.
But if you were protesting, and this is my slight issue with all this, I this morning drove by the school on my way to work this morning because I was fully expecting these people that are passionate and are protesting this mask mandate to be protesting. Not a single person out this morning.
Why didn't you take your kid to school?
Because it was a little later than that.
Just kidding.
Second... thing on my way home tonight, I was like, after this video was out all over the place today, I wonder if there's going to be people protesting up at the school. There's not.
Well, nobody's there to protest too. So that seems
moot. There was nobody
moot.
There to protest to last night.
The school board?
Unless you went in the building.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you would just... That's... Okay, so that was my whole problem with the whole thing was... Okay. There's this special meeting. You want your voice heard. So go to the meeting. Do what you have to do to get into the actual meeting to the people you want your voice heard to.
Right.
Not the police. They're not mandating this.
The police officer says, it's not my rule.
Yes.
I don't have any
right.
choice. But
over and over, he said.
Yeah, it's not my rule.
Yes.
So
shut your mouth. Do what you got to do to get inside and then do your whatever.
So, no, on the flip side, if you were just there to make a scene,
well,
bravo.
It worked.
You know what I mean? There's this, everybody's been yelling about this free speech thing, free speech thing, free speech thing. Nobody was preventing you from saying your piece last night.
And I'm really going to go against the grain here.
Go ahead.
There's going to be a backlash here.
Oh, God, no.
If you want free speech, can you please do it in a respectful, dignified, adult manner.
Agreed.
Because otherwise, it won't be heard.
Well,
by the people you want to hear it.
It'll be heard, but it's also dismissed.
Yes, because so, you'll be a screaming Mimi. Right. Like, you're being arrested as you're hollering whatever.
Right.
No, you do it in a respectful, adult, dignified manner so that it is heard by the people that need to hear it.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that I thought was kind of strange. So this lady, I really don't know her. I know her family, like them. You know, I don't have a grudge against this lady at all.
No.
I don't think she's a bad person. I think she was standing up for what she believed in, probably in her mind, absolutely doing what was right. And to be honest, in the cop's mind, he was doing exactly what he was supposed to do. And you start to get into a weird, when tempers and emotions start to flare, situation. Granted, the cop maybe should have been able to check his emotions a little better than the citizen, but it, you know, if you saw the whole interaction, it makes a little bit more sense. But in the video, when they're tussling.
So to be clear, when we're saying in the video of a portion of the altercation was posted on Facebook.
Yes. And then I'm in it.
Yeah.
Like the whole.
You're like the main character.
Just like,
it's ridiculous.
And I'm just standing there like,
I don't know. Just because you happen to be that close by.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I also like,
thank you for picking up her glasses and putting it in her pile of shit.
Well, I went over so that's what I was going to start to say.
Yeah.
I went over and I almost picked up all her stuff. Because I almost said when the police officer was like dragging her off, like, dude,
almost,
was just being polite and nice, and it was the first thing that, but I saw her get asked to leave multiple times, and I'm just like, holy shit.
You're like, oh, I'm going to grab her glasses just so she'll be okay.
But I almost picked up all her stuff because I felt bad.
I could see that in your back. But I also was like, you're like, no.
But her glasses fell off and they're laying on the sidewalk and they almost got stepped on once. And I thought, this lady's put having a bad enough night without losing her glasses too. So I went over and set them on there. Then I'm like, I just pick up all her stuff. And then I'm like, I don't know what shit's in her backpack. Like, I don't want to be rustling around and like pull out a pistol or something. And then, you know what I mean? Like, I just like, not that I thought she had one, but I'm just like, I'm just standing clear of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's another thing. If, like, the dude took out his, like, nightstick and started beating on her, that'd be a completely different thing where you'd be like, dude, no, absolutely not. There is
discussion about bruises and everything. From the video, am not seeing where there would have been bruises, but you can't really see because he got far away from where the camera
was. So when they were close, he stuck the one cuff on her arm, and then they tussled around quite a bit there by the bush. So I'm guessing that, and there's no doubt she probably got bruised up, but she's trying to get away from him. He's trying to, you know, I'm sure he's grabbing her by the arm, trying to put the other cuff on her. There's no doubt she probably got some bruises from that. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked, but all her shit goes on the ground. Now, one of the things that she was trying to show him at one point, and then let's get off this and head into the other part of all this, is that she had this long thing that was written by a lawyer that basically lays out all the legal reasons that the mask mandate not only is, I don't know if the word's legal, but doesn't have to be followed. And she's trying to show that to him, and the cop's like,
he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, he's
that's not why he's there.
That's not for me. I'm not the judge. I'm not the school board. I'm just not letting people. My one and only job is to keep everybody, you know, keep order and keep people without masks out of the building, because that's what I was asked to do. And there's no discussion there. And then also there was some sort of petition along with that that if an, so I read through some of it today, but I didn't get a time to read through all of it. But long story short, there is some sort of petition that if the public comes together, they can overrule the school board if there's public consensus. Okay? Which okay. immediately you're like, one of these things. But in the time that she's standing outside waiting for the doors to be open, there wasn't any one point where she asked the people there, like, hey, here's a petition.
Oh.
Everybody that's here can sign it. Can you get more signatures? And we can overrule the school board.
Mm-hmm.
She's had an entire week since the last meeting, and everybody has. If this is the course of action that they want to do to overrule the school board, then you should have come there and presented the school board or the superintendent or whoever it is that you would give that to the petition, or at the very least start gathering signatures of the 30 to 50 people that were there that night.
Maybe she just heard of it that day or something.
But what I'm saying is, if you're really trying to change this, yelling at the security guard or the cop outside right. is going
to
be
not the way to go about it.
The longest way around.
Exactly.
Instead,
it would be go into that meeting and say, so I have this petition. I plan to have this many signatures on it. What happens then?
Right. So, long story short, we all, that all kind of transpires. The police officer comes back.
I just lost a peanut in my crotch. Just saying.
Now I got to put the explicit.
Yep, sorry.
Explicit? The triple X.
No, I'm wearing jammy pants. Oh. Like, I dropped a peanut and it disappeared into my, okay.
Just make sure you enunciate.
Sorry.
And I think you did.
Okay.
So there's people that normally don't listen to this that just are listening to this part and they're like, what has just happened?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so at the police officer is like, look, there's masks inside. If you need a mask, they'll provide you a mask. Everybody needs to go to that door. You sign in on your way in, and basically you just sign in and say where you're from, which is pretty standard in any public meeting you go to. And then if you wanted to speak, you had to sign another sheet, and they would give you a number. And then they called everybody in their order the number, and you were allowed to have 3 minutes to speak. Now, I didn't figure I had anything earth-shattering to say that wouldn't be, like, repetition of everybody else that's like, I think these masks suck.
You didn't have a speech prepared?
No. But some people did. So anyways, at the very beginning of the meeting, I don't know what you'd call him. I guess he's the, I don't know if he's the chairman of the school board or whatever. He gets up and he's like, look, we're having this meeting tonight. Everybody gets 3 minutes to speak. And I just want you guys to know that we're taking all your feedback into consideration. And we're going to be passing it on to the people above us, long story short.
So... this is the Pam Anderson breakdown of what you're saying.
Okay.
His very first statement was compassionate, listening, and engaged.
And not only that, he goes, we are stuck with something that, like you, we're having a very hard time making sense of. We don't agree with it.
Appealing to the mass.
But we're kind of stuck. Our hands are tied. I'm getting another message. Oh, there's another one. but anyways, he's like, but our hands are kind of tied because we are afraid of liability concerns.
Of course.
We basically say nobody has to wear a mask, not only for the district, but us personally as well as board members. But we're willing to hear what you guys have to say and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was kind of weird about this, and I'm going to just kind of break it down because there was a lot of weirdness, but the school board was all there. Every member of the school board was. And there's another area, like, I know most of the people on the school board, some well, others just as casual people in our community. We don't have a great big community, but it's people I know who they are. Like, if I saw them at the supermarket, I'd be like, oh, there's so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I would say hi or not, but I know who they are. And they're all good people. There's no bad people on the school board. It's just people. And there's several of them that I know fairly well on there. And they're good people. They're just good people. But what was weird is the whole school board is in the front audience seats on the left-hand row. So there's three rows in that audience or auditorium. And they're all in the first two rows facing the stage.
So they have their backs to you.
But yes.
Hmm.
And you're like, and so the chairman dude or whatever, and then there was, I don't know who the guy was.
Why weren't there tables and them facing you?
I don't know. There was tables and stuff sitting on the stage.
Well, oh, because I was going to say probably because it was short notice.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking
but
too.
But if there's tables sitting on the stage, then they should have brought them down.
And how hard would it be to grab three or four tables and some chairs and stick them on the stage so you're facing the people that you're addressing?
People we know on the school board.
So.
Was this strategic?
So they're sitting there kind of awkwardly. The chairman's at a podium in front, and he's speaking. The superintendent of the school, who I think's a nice guy. I mean, I don't have any ill feelings towards him.
I don't know.
Or anybody. He's sort of pacing around the back of the auditorium and up and down the aisles listening to people. And
wouldn't you
stuff.
Be pacing after?
The chairman guy's in the front, and then there's another fella. He was sitting at a table sort of near the chairman, and I don't know if that was their solicitor, or I'm not sure who
like a note taker or something?
I don't know, because he would
ask... Historian or something?
Historian.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, takes notes and that kind of thing?
Oh, like whatever a secretary or something?
Kind of, yeah.
Taking the minutes of the meeting? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it was. But anyways, so he says his piece, and then he ends it with, like, our hands are pretty much tied until this is led, or I guess what I want to say. Until this works its way through the courts and a judge decides on it.
Is it litigated? Is that the word?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But
to become actual law kind of thing.
Right. But for it to be an actual law, and this is what everybody keeps saying, there's no state of emergency, so the governor can't just say shit like you have to wear a mask. It has to go through the proper channels to become a law, and then the governor would sign it after the House and the Senate would sign off on it. And that's what everybody's big, you know, armchair lawyer take on it is this isn't a law, which it's not, but you're in this weird gray area of nobody knows what the fuck to do. So, and he's like, there's a trial on Wednesday that they're going to start on this, and we're just gonna have to wait and see how this comes out. Now, mind you,
so that was Monday. Today's Tuesday, so tomorrow is that.
I guarantee they're gonna kick this can down the road for a few weeks, at least. But the other thing is, I do want to give the board and the school some props in the fact that everybody came in there. Almost nobody wanted to wear a mask. Instantly, when people come in, they're, you know, dropping down below their nose, or some people just pulled them. And everybody's kind of spread out in the auditorium, too, so maybe that's why I didn't say anything. But nobody said shit about nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody sat down. They were very nice to everybody, gave them their time to talk. Mm-hmm. The only thing that was really weird...
Did you expect anything different, though, really?
No.
Yeah.
No. I was worried a little bit that they would be on people about the masks, you know, if it's below your nose or not on right, but... They weren't. They were not very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was weird, and again, I would have to ask somebody that is in charge of things. The school board just sat there quietly, and they would turn around and listen to whoever talked, but they never said a word. And it was a spokesperson up at the podium who... if they answered any questions, would answer a question.
And you don't know what their position technically is.
No. Because you're not, from what I understand, you're not supposed to, a school board's not supposed to...
direct or answer questions?
You're not supposed to publicly make your position known on a situation before your vote. Because they were heading into a vote after that.
Yeah.
So you can't... You're supposed to be impartial. And you're supposed to listen to all the, you know, pros and cons of a situation. And then you were supposed to... Because they went and voted in a session
afterwards. Then that makes sense that they were silent. And
it was just weird that they were... not that they were silent, but it was just weird that where they were sitting. Like, it was like they were part of the awkward audience. But anyways, so another message. It's been nonstop all day long. Every 5-10 minutes, somebody's like, hey, what happened last night? I saw a video. So anyways, what was frustrating to me about the meeting was the people would ask a question. So, like, one of the questions was, how there's two neighboring communities that basically said, we're not doing this. If masks are optional, just kind of like it was supposed to be at the beginning of the year, and that's what we're doing. I did hear today that tomorrow those two school districts are going to, everybody has to wear a mask.
Cool.
So, but anyways, they ask, you know, there was
several, way to go, Smethport. There was, ruin everything.
You told on those guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. But they, there was 10 people that chose to speak all together. And one of the very first ones is,
which, mind you, was supposed to be 30.
Well, there was
having 3 minutes each, but
like I said, there's, I guess there was more people. There was like 20 some signed up to speak at the other meeting. And for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know if people are like, it's not going to do any good.
They're all just like, fuck all this shit.
Right.
Like, speak for a minute. Goodbye.
But they asked, you know, why are these other two schools able to do this, but we can't? What's different about that school as opposed to ours?
Turns out.
So what's funny is, so the one person's like, you know, over in Port Allegheny and Cowdersport, those guys basically said masks are still optional. They're doing their own things. They're not going to mandate them. Can you explain to us what's different about them and why can't we do that? And then there's just silence like that. And the dude at the podium is just writing. And then finally looks up and he's like, are you finished? And you're like, no, we're waiting for a fucking answer. And he's like, oh, I'm taking your questions and we will pass these on to... And they're like...
I'd love to see his notes.
Oh, my God.
He's like, so the sky is dark and stormy.
No, I think he was...
He's just writing some kind of novel, but... Well, probably genuinely taking the question.
Absolutely. So that was frustrating because that happened several times. And then, of course, you have...
Excuse me?
And I don't mean to call anybody out, but you had a few people that were like, it seemed like they were trying for their YouTube moment.
Oh, God.
There was a couple people that stood up and gave somewhat of a TED talk. There's one that meandered into studies of how Hitler came to power.
Oh, God.
And Jews were getting rounded up and nobody said anything. Which you're like, okay.
All right, but
we're all nervous about this, but like, pump the brakes. And then there was another one that somehow ended up in how could people be jumping on airplanes in Afghanistan and getting thrown off and all that. And you're like, whoa. So
it was in Smethport, Pennsylvania.
A couple of those got a little out there. But for the most part, people just stood up and spoke their piece and they said different things about.
Well, and all of this is provoked by fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear, confusion, panic. And that brings a lot of weird shit out in people, clearly. People who may or may not have ever been in trouble or in their whole lives have been now had two run-ins with the cops. And it's running on emotion. And everybody's upset because I'll tell you what, like from the start of this whole thing, last year, February of last year, all I kept saying to myself is, oh, thank God. Because all they kept saying on the news was, children don't get it. Children don't get it. And do you remember me saying to you, oh, thank God.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about my baby with all this stupid shit. Me and you, we can handle whatever we got to do. You know, if one of us goes, the other one's going to, like, thank God. It doesn't have any. So now it's the everything is screaming, our kids are going to die now. The Delta variant's going to take out our kids and everything about the kids. Which is why, because everybody's like, why can you go to a freaking restaurant and not wear a mask? Right. But you can't go to school because it's taking out the kids. So that is the panic button for everybody.
Well,
so that is going to stimulate all these people that normally wouldn't have gone cuckoo.
Well, I don't think
to go so cuckoo.
We can use cuckoo in a relative term here to, you know, just be completely off the rails with worry and fear.
Yes.
And
that's what I mean.
And that's kind of what I was saying. Like, well, I haven't said it maybe in this podcast, but I really felt bad last year, especially in when nobody really knew what was going on with the pandemic.
Yes.
And then as we started to come out of it and go, those of us that were like, fuck it, whatever, we're going to live our lives, are realizing like, nobody we know is really getting sick. Like, we know a few people that
That's relative to our area, I feel.
But yeah, but go ahead. I know lots of people. Like, yeah. I've heard of very few people. And then, but what I was going to say was, let's just break it down locally. I know very few people locally who got very sick from COVID, okay? So when we started to come out of that and we go, not saying COVID's not a thing, not saying COVID's not contagious. Not.
Absolutely, but, it's real.
Okay, we're probably all going to be okay, us. You know what I mean? Us, our friends, more or less.
Because we're fortunate enough to be healthy and in the younger age bracket that it does not affect.
And so when we start to get to that point where we're like, I think we're going to be fine. Like, I haven't worn a mask for 6 months. I've passed around moonshine bottles from with people from Buffalo and everywhere else. Like, if I should be sick right now. What everybody's saying, like, I should be sick right now. Now, on the flip side of that, there was a lot of people who stayed locked down and were very nervous and afraid the whole time and would absolutely not come out in there. There's, you know, people in our community that are deathly afraid, which that I'll bring that up in a second, are deathly afraid of COVID. And I feel really bad for those people. And I don't think their fear is invalid.
No.
I feel like they're just working with a different set of facts.
Right.
That may be,
life facts.
That may or may not be true, just like a lot of our facts may or may not be true, depending on what we... But you can only go by your own life experiences.
Yeah.
So, the other thing that came up in the meeting, and this has happened in the community, which has got people just riled up. So, I guess there's a teacher up at the school, and this is somewhat of hearsay, who...
It's not hearsay.
Well, we didn't hear it firsthand, so it's hearsay.
Okay.
But we've heard several kids that were there present talk about it. Basically, one teacher said to all the kids in this, it was a high school class,
right,
that asked everybody to raise their hand that was vaccinated. And all the kids raised their hand that are, which I'm assuming was probably next to none. And because you have to be, I mean, they just started doing it, so.
Yeah.
And then all the kids that weren't vaccinated, she told them that if any of these unvaccinated kids got kicked or got
tested. Wait, first, everyone that raised their hand, she thanked them for being responsible adults, basically. And thank you for, you know, protecting the health of everybody. And then, like you were going to say, to all those who have not raised their hand, carry on.
Right. She said something like, there will be no makeup work. I will not send your assignments home. You're not going to be able to...
If you get sick.
Pass this class, sort of thing.
Have to stay home.
And
I will not send homework for you to catch up because you're sick, because you did not take the vaccine when you could have.
And you brought this upon yourself.
Yes. Basically.
Now, here's some sweet, sweet irony that I want to bring up. The same folks that are super outraged about this cop overreacting last night are the same people who were outraged about this woman. And in both situations, I'm not going to say this exactly right, but there's somebody who's just making an error in judgment. She might be a good teacher, is what I'm saying. But she's driven into a place where she made a decision, and everybody's like, fire this bitch. And what's frustrating about this whole situation, and it's kind of a similar parallel. I mean, hers seems worse than the police, but depending on who you are.
Because it's involving children, right, or minors.
But what is frustrating on the entire level is this was brought up in the meeting as well. And everybody addressed
that teacher?
The people in the audience did.
Oh.
And what was frustrating, and I think this is where a lot of the frustration's coming from the community, is they're just like, kind of like, I don't want to say they have like a confused look, like, oh yeah? All right, well.
Like they didn't know they were caught off guard, you mean?
No. It was like almost like a, okay. Well, we will deal with these situations as they arise. Please report them. So I'm sure they can't say anything about it.
Right.
But what the public is looking for is something that they'll probably never get, is somebody from the school board. This is what I'm saying. This is where I think a lot of this frustration and friction is coming from. They're expecting the school board to react in the exact same way that you did when you heard that news or you saw that video and be like, what the fuck? Like, what is wrong with that person?
Or...
And privately...
Or the other half of America that's like, yes, she absolutely should have said that because yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to say. But privately, they might have went, holy fuck, what is she doing? Or if you're on the other side, because you have to remember when you're in a school system.
Yes.
So there's 30, 40, 50 people that showed up last night. There is probably at least 30, 40, 50 people who feel as strongly the other way that kids should be wearing masks.
Yep.
And I feel like there's a bunch of people in the middle, like you and I.
Yes.
Who are like, this is bullshit. I don't know what to do about it. But it is what it is.
Also don't want my kids
like,
sick.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. I absolutely don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But there's people that are on the complete other side that probably support
right or wrong. Her saying that still seems unfairly
absolutely
punitive to anyone in her class.
Right. But also putting a woman in handcuffs and putting her in a police car because she doesn't want to wear a mask at a school meeting seems kind of a little bit much. You follow what I'm saying?
So anyone listening, I'm not making a parallel between that teacher and the woman who got arrested.
No, what I'm saying is the same person. This entire situation is causing people to completely overreact.
Yes.
I'm not saying so much the cop. I'm just saying she was going hard in the paint.
Overreacted, but
what I'm saying is she was
provocation.
She was going hard in the paint for what she believed.
Right.
And so is that teacher.
Yes.
It's kind of what I was trying to say.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
And so was the cop.
Right. Well, he was just trying to do his job at the end of the day.
Is what he believes in.
Right. Well, we don't know what he believes in. Because cops are
supposed to. At that moment, he believes in the job he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, but that's not what you believe in. That's your duty. There's a different thing between... You could believe that nobody there should have a mask on, but your job is to make sure everybody has a mask that comes in there.
You know what I mean? Whatever.
You follow what I'm saying? So sure. I guess what I'm saying is you have two people on opposite ends of the spectrum. So you have this teacher, and I knew I wasn't going to say that right. I completely fucked that up. But you have this teacher who is super over on this side of things, and then you have this lady who's super over on this side of the thing. And they're both like, they're both out to lunch. Like, let's fucking calm down, folks. Like, you're just way too outside of the
meeting. Yeah. It's not going to change the world. It's a meeting of the minds to have a discussion. But
so I got some other. So the other thing that I felt really bad about the school board is these are just people from town that stepped up to be on the school board and try and do a good
willingly
thing. Yeah. And I think they do get paid. I don't think it's a tremendous amount.
Yeah, but still also willingly.
Right. So two things about the school board. First, I did hear that the school board doesn't even know what to do. Like, this mandate has come down, and they aren't even sure who to direct angry people at.
Yeah.
Like, this Pennsylvania...
The governor!
Pennsylvania basically just fucked them. So he passed this thing... And then, that was the other thing. So somebody stood up And actually, a couple people did. And they sort of demanded to know, what is it you are so afraid of? If you were just to be like, hey, masks are optional. If you want to wear them, wear them. If you don't, don't.
Funding.
Like, and the, I'm going to call him the chairman, the spokesmodel that was up in the front, is like, look, we're responsible for the fiscal operation of mm-hmm. this school district. And we can't do anything that would expose us to a lot of liability or lawsuits and...
Or loss of funding.
Right. He goes, so we have to do whatever we can to make sure that we don't lose this funding or lose any funding. And they're like, but specifically, what is it that you're afraid of? And then superintendent, he kind of spoke up and he's like, look, we were emailed this letter on Friday. And I almost bet you the most of the people didn't read it. But the letter basically came from the education department. And it's this front and back, well, they printed it out front and back, but it's this two-page letter that basically says to all the school districts that are considering or thinking about whatever you want to call it, ignoring the mask mandate, please contact your insurance company and see if they're going to cover you if there is some sort of case. And then it goes on, and have your board members contact their homeowner's insurance or whatever professional liability insurance they may have.
It's fucked up.
And see if they're going to cover. And then what he said is, when a lot of people reached out and did this, the insurance company is like, we will straight ass drop you if you go against the state mandate. So, all right, you're a school board member. Down in Pittsburgh and stuff, they make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. I would be shocked if they make more than $5,000, $10,000 around here, maybe. I would be shocked if they make that much. This isn't a job you're willing to, like, you know what I mean? Die on that hill, have your family sued and your life fucked over.
I don't understand how that can be a personal liability.
Well, if you have somebody who, now, that's what I was saying before, you have the 30 to 50 people who are super passionate one way or another, and let's say the school board votes and we're not going to wear masks, and God forbid some child comes down with COVID and dies, gets sick, whatever consequence of that is, they're directly going to go, hey, because you chose not to follow the state's guidelines and to keep children safe, you didn't keep the children safe, and we are going to sue you personally because this is a personal decision.
That's not right.
No, it's absolutely not. And I don't even know if it's legal. I'm not a lawyer, obviously. I did great in medical school, but not in law school.
No, you didn't.
Anyways. But it was enough for everybody to go, okay, shit. We really want to go cowboy on this and be like, fuck you. We're doing what we feel is right. But at the same time, I don't know if it's worth losing my entire life savings and house over.
That's ridiculous.
But when I read the letter, it was infuriating. I'm like, it's these fuckers are just trying to
liability.
They're just trying to scare these people into, and it's spelled out in the lawyer thing that I was saying that the lady there had and a few other people had, that there's no way that it would come back personally on a board member. But this is the frustrating part about a lot of these things. So even though that was a lawyer that wrote that piece and spelled it all out, and it kind of looks like a legal document, it's his opinion. Until a judge hears the case,
upholds that.
Well, hears the case and goes, yep, the mask mandate is bullshit. It's just his opinion, which is just as good as the next person's opinion that says we should be wearing masks. It's a fucking mess. It's the biggest fucking mess in the world.
I hate life right now.
It's so ridiculous. I don't envy the school board.
I hate everything right now.
Yeah. But long story short, I woke up this morning and here I am in this video. And I'm just like,
hey. You, not just you. you and your business.
Right.
And everyone that knows you and your business.
Right.
Tagging you going,
hey, buddy.
What did you do? Right. Why didn't you do anything? How was it as bad as it looks? What?
And I.
That's why I stayed home with my baby.
I think so. A couple things there.
Nope. Not going.
That's fine. But I think it is very important that people do go to those things. And if the community. So. Hear me out a minute. If the community feels very strongly that we shouldn't be wearing masks.
Do they? If only 40 people showed up?
This is what I was going to say.
Questionable.
There's 600 students in the ish. 600 or 700, I believe, in our little school. If 40 to 50 showed up, I don't know what percentage-wise that is, but it's not.
Not a lot.
We used to have a calculator on the table for our small brains. But... I don't know how many people didn't show up that felt strongly about it, because I heard a lot of people say that there's no reason to go and the school board had already made up their mind.
Yes.
Or they're...
That was the word being spread.
Right.
And no point in going. It's already... They're just going to tell you, sorry, we got to.
Right. So people are like, I'm not wasting my time.
We's gots to.
So that's 8% of the parents. And I don't know if there's two parents for each kid there or whatever. But anyways... but I do think it's important that people are involved, and I think more people are starting to get involved in various aspects of politics due to all this pandemic bullshit, because all of a sudden they're going, uh-oh, all these years I was like, it doesn't matter who does that fucking job. It's a stupid job. Let fucking whatever. I don't want to do it. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, it really does matter. This matters a lot. And not saying...
Until the governor says, oh, you can be personally liable.
But
then
it
nothing
starts,
means shit.
You're right. But it starts, like, to be honest with you, I never really thought like it really made a big fucking difference who the governor was until the past few years.
True story.
I mean, my entire life,
true
it was
story.
Like, governor, whatever.
True story.
And then the
yep.
past
oh, you
the
go.
Past
yep.
four or five Great. Years, three, 4 or 5 years, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, how's this asshole here?
Yeah.
Who did I vote for him? I don't even know who I voted for.
Good thing we don't live in New York State.
But that
it, y'all know how I feel about
the new lady
Cuomo.
Well,
but fuck that guy.
Suddenly it's become vastly important, and I feel like more
yeah,
people are getting arrested,
which is weird.
So
apparently, it turns out also very important whether you're lieutenant governor.
Yeah, there's a lot of things
New York State. Yeah,
mm-hmm. But the other thing that I found curious.
Only if your governor is a perv, but anyway.
And who knows, maybe a lot of these people are. But of
pervs?
No.
Oh.
No.
Gotcha.
We were in two different
I'm off on
there.
A tangent
yes.
that you're not riding
no.
along with. Okay.
What I was gonna say was of the the very concerned citizens that were at the meeting last night, I don't remember seeing any of them on the ballot for the school board in the fall. Running for their region or district or whatever that's called. So.
Nor should they have to want to be heard.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Absolutely not. But what I'm saying is, out of a group of 50 people who are ultra concerned about the direction of their school board, I don't see anybody running for school board.
Oh. So is this your announcement?
No, I can't.
For running for school board?
I can't.
Oh, thank God.
So. No, I can't.
Are other people we know running for?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't know of anybody that's actually running. So.
How many females are on the school board?
There's actually quite a few.
Oh, yeah?
There's probably... There's
How many are there?
9. And of the 9, I think there's 4
Three.
Or 5. No.
Oh. Whoa. Cool.
I think. Right. It's about... It looks
Majority?
Like it's...
Majority?
It looks like it's about half and half. I can't. I can't say.
So there's a half. There's a transsexual half. And
no,
half.
No.
Oh, all right.
Well, you're
okay.
completely misunderstanding.
Oh,
what I'm
all
saying. Right. I'm saying it looks like it's split fairly between men and women
nice.
On the school board. There's
Does
no,
it have to be? Do you suppose?
No, I don't
do you
think
suppose
so.
There's some kind of underwritten rule that?
Not that I know of, anyways. But before we go.
Yes.
If anybody's still listening this far,
mm-hmm.
of all the things that really pissed me off last night, and I'm going to make it the picture for this podcast, like the little thumbnail when the picture pops up.
There's pictures?
Yeah. It's usually just a stupid logo thing when it gets posted. Yeah. But I'm going to make this picture the thumbnail for the podcast. Okay. Because when I went up to the school...
Like just for this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I went up to the school last night, I was instantly fucked off. Before I even got out of my vehicle. Oh,
yep. I know what you're...
Instantly fucked off. Because the flag that is in front of our school, the American flag, is in tatters. It's the end of it's all ripped and frayed, and there it is flopping, and I'm like, what the fuck? This is our school, and it used to be, there used to be kids that, it, like, I don't remember if it was seniors or who did it in the high school, seventh graders, whoever it was. Every week, there was three or four of them, and it was your job to go down in the morning, and you would raise the flag, and then at the end of the day, you'd have to go down and take it down. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do that or not. In the COVID era.
They don't even do Pledge of Allegiance.
What? They haven't for...
I don't think our daughter at 9 years of age has ever said the Pledge of Allegiance before school starts.
Are you serious?
Yes. That will be a whole nother podcast. Just saying.
They do carry it, on. They do it before the school board meeting starts.
Well.
But anyways, I was just like, as I was listening to this lady screaming about, we're not China, I'm looking up at this flag as I'm walking up, going, what the fuck? Like, there's nobody at this school that raises this flag up down that doesn't go, hey.
We need a new flag?
Yeah. I mean, it's not even like it's a little bit bad.
Maybe they don't take it up and down?
Either way.
Yeah.
Somebody Nobody's somewhere paying attention. Should go, hey, that's kind of important.
Custodians,
to have janitors, a nice anybody? Flag. There's a lot of things like that that drive me nuts.
So is that our PSA? Everyone that has a flag at their home.
I'm not
so, keep it up.
I'm not so worried about flags at home or something like that. Well, like it's
still
people hang like we do. Like our flag is out front of our house and it's just out there 24/7. And
yeah, we don't take it in and out.
Right, but the school building should be. And if our flag started to get tore up and tattered, like, immediately I'd be like, oh, fuck, we need a new flag. And I'd go get a new flag. I wouldn't just leave it out there. Or at least I'd take it down. But
right.
that really struck me as frustrating.
Well, because I think everything in the United States is tattered at the moment.
It was almost like the perfect analogy for that whole meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything's just frayed and
tired.
Coming apart.
Yes.
Like broken.
Yes.
And it seems like there's a clear answer for everything, but maybe there's not. Maybe they don't have flag money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
But it just seemed frustrating. It made me angry.
I'm sure.
So that's the story.
So until next time, do you ever get comments on the podcast?
Sometimes.
Maybe they should give recommendations for the next school board meeting.
The comments? Fuck no, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to field that shit.
You're already getting comments for the one that you went to.
No, I'm not getting comments about that. I'm getting what the hell just what are we watching? What happened? Mm-hmm. Tell us what the story is.
Because your ass is stuck right in the camera.
Yeah, there I am. Hi, it's me.
And you're like, aren't you going? I'm like, nope. No, sir.
I just have my fingers crossed that this just dies out tomorrow. And it's just...
Well, maybe, but here we are, like, pumping it up.
I don't think we're pumping it up. I'm just... I just wanted to give a long form version of what happened because it was so hard. Like at one point today, somebody put me on the spot in the main video comments and and it was the daughter of the lady whose mom was the one that was handcuffed last night. And I couldn't find a way to comment and convey, like, she was hyper emotional and probably you could say irrational on some level. And the cop was amped up to the same level, and both of them were kind of wrong without figuring out how to offend anybody. Not that the cop was really wrong. He had to do something with her.
I don't feel like she had ill intention either. She just wanted to be
heard. Yes.
Yes.
So, and she's very passionate about. Yes. So it's just a mess. Yes. It's just a mess.
Everything's a mess. Yeah. Everything's been a mess for well over a year and a half. And I'm kind of over it.
Except this podcast.
Well,
it's about to be.
We're always a mess. I'm ready for sweeping, so.
Yeah. Well.
I love our audience, though.
See ya. Oh, wait, wrong button.